Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 196, A Peace That Guards. Let this verse land before we go any further, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 7. Now, pay attention to the word Paul chose, guard. In the original Greek, that verb is military. It's the image of a soldier posted at a gate, standing watch, not sleeping, not distracted, not giving an inch. Paul is not promising you a warm feeling that comes and goes. He is saying that the peace of God will stand sentinel, active, vigilant, unrelenting, at the door of your heart and your mind.
And that changes everything, because the peace the world offers is manufactured. You build it out of willpower, out of distraction, out of plans that try to control what cannot be controlled. And it holds until it doesn't. It collapses when the phone rings with the news you feared. It collapses when the relationship unravels. It collapses when the numbers don't add up. That kind of peace, you already know, has an expiration date.
But Paul is not talking about that peace. He is talking about the peace of God, born in God Himself, and given to you. A peace that does not rise and fall with your circumstances, because it comes from a nature that does not change. God does not change. And so this peace does not move with what happens around you. It surpasses all understanding. Think about what that means. It doesn't need to be explained in order to be real. Have you been there? In a situation that made no sense, that by every logical measure should have broken you. And yet, there was a stillness deep inside you that you couldn't account for. That was not coincidence. That was God working in the place where reason runs out. And He guards both doors. The heart, where your emotions live, the fear, the grief, the weight you carry at 2 in the morning, when the house is quiet and the worry comes back loud. And the mind, where your thoughts run, the what-ifs, the worst-case scenarios, the spirals you know by name. He leaves neither one unguarded. The protection is complete. And all of it rests on an anchor. This peace doesn't float in the air. It has a foundation, a name, Christ Jesus. It is in Him. And because of what He accomplished on the cross and in the resurrection, that this guard becomes available to you right now, today. He conquered the worst thing, and now He offers the peace of the victor to live inside of you. But this peace has to be received, which brings us to where we land today. Before breakfast, not later. Not when you get around to it. Name one worry. Just one. The thought that has been crowding your mind since you woke up. Maybe since last night. And out loud, not in your head, out loud, hand it to Christ. Say simply, Lord, this is yours. Guard my heart today. That's it. Then sit quietly for 1 minute. Don't reach for your phone. Don't move to the next thing. Just receive the peace He promised, because He promised it, and He keeps His word. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.